Okay. Okay, it was packet 9. So the Gemara in Moikotin on Chav Beis of an Aleph, yes, says, Amalhu Ravel of Neim Chuzo. Atundalos Lisu Bosa Arsa, Michi Madriso, Apaichu Bibova, Davula, Aschil Monu. So the Gemara tells us that the people, well, the question is, when does Avela start, meaning in terms of the Minyan Avelas? Right, we discussed already when did the Nihugi Avela start. But when does the Minyan Avelas, the counting of the 7 days? So the Gemara says that Rava says to Bnei Mechuza that people that are going to the cemetery, so then they start the count with the kvura, right after the kvura. But he says to the Bnei Mechuza, Atun Deloaz Lisu, but you who are not going with the coffin, Deloaz Lisu Basa Arsa, so Hui Michi Mahadrisu Apaichu Bibava Davula Aschil Manu. So you should start counting from when you turn your back. In other words, basically like this, the cemeteries were in the suburbs. So a lot of people would just go to the city gate, and then the katafim, whoever, would go out to the burial site. And the other people would, as soon as they got to the city limits of the gate of the city, they would turn back. And so the Gemara says that Atundalos Lichzu Basar Arsa Mechim Hadrisu Apaichu Mibava Davulos Chilumon. So you people are not going to the cemetery, so as soon as you turn your backs, you should start counting. So that's Rashi says, Demanda Ozil Basar Arsa. The person who's going after the coffin, lochayla avelus hashenista magoilo, he's not going to start the avelus till the stima sagolo, till the kvura. Shemalichim amita mibovel l'Eretz Yisrael likvur. They call a krovim kulam yicholim lalos at Eretz Yisrael. Say here he's talking about they're going from bovel to Eretz Yisrael. Not everyone could go. Malavin hames parsa omil. And then Malava the Mace Ubchozrin. And then they go back. So that's the Gemara. And so equivalent today would be a relative who's going to the airport but not getting on the plane. So he's going with the mace, he's malava the mace to the airport, but he's not going on the plane. So soon as he starts coming home from the airport, he might go to the airport, and then once the mace is put on the plane, or he's leaving the plane area, he's going home, then the Avelis starts. So you have two things. You have the din of the Kvura, the people who are actually going, and the people who are not going don't go bust of the Kvura. Now, there's a interesting Lashon in the Rambam on page 2. Well, Vivava Davula is where the Aron was. The Aron, they went with the Aron to the city, to the gates of the city, and then those that were going further went further, and those that were not going further, turned their back and went home. The Lashon HaRambam, however, on page 2, is very interesting. Perk Alpha Lachay. Misha Darkin Mishloch Hamesh Lamedina Cheres. The cover. Vedim Yodim Mosai Ikover. So, so a person who's going to a different Medina and they don't know when, so in other words, the mace is going out of town, right? So if you, unless you're going with the mace, you don't know when the kfur is taking place. So then, so then, as soon as he marks the ponov, he starts to count. So, what's interesting in the Rambam is he adds in these four words: "Einam yodim masa yikover," which might imply that the whole reason why he starts shiva right away is because he doesn't know, you know, how many days it's going to take for the actual kfura. So he doesn't know. So since he doesn't know, so Chazal v'koveya that you start as soon as you masalik yourself. But the question is, what would be if you know? Like today, just because a person is not going on the plane, somebody passes away in New York and then they're burying him in Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't go on the plane, so that doesn't mean that you can know to the exact second. Today we have so cell phones have communication. You can know to the exact second. So then, would the Rambam therefore say that this halacha shouldn't apply, b'zman hazeh, that we know the exact time, or no? So this is a big discussion in the. In the poskim, that maybe it shouldn't apply. That's this supplement back at 9. Where the Radvaz writes, O Chalta based commercial Mitzrayim Koshukim Mokum Achev, even you should have Avelis. Is the Echoshim Mokum Achev, no time who we nation, Adam Yodim Mosha Nikvar Ames. In other words, the ikir is that you don't know when, but you don't, it's not miyad achar, but if, say, you know that it takes an hour or two, so you know, miyad achar shosh, shtei shos, yodim shenikbar hames, mochal aleim aveilus ad sheyisosim hagolo. In other words, v'chein nirem b'divrei Rambam, shekos ha-perk rishon, Misha Darko Lashloch Hamais Lamedina Cheres, the cover of any Yodim Masai Y cover. Mesha Yaxu Paneim Milavos Maschilum Limnos. So that's it. He says from the Lashon HaRambam. It's only because you don't know. If you would know, then you just wait. It was really the kfura is the machayev for everybody. It's just that people who are not going to the kfura, so if they can estimate, or they know like Bizman Hazer, then they should wait. Well, here, even Bizman Radvaz is talking about it. You know it takes an hour, 2 hours. So then, okay, so you wait for an hour, 2 hours, and then, but with the cases where they were going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael could take, you know, take days, something like that. So then you don't know exactly what it's happening, and you didn't have the ability to communicate. So then, in that situation, that's when the Gemara says you should you start right away. Stop. Right. He's nothing. Right. Right. The Anina stopped because he's not. Both according to the Nod Rehuda and according to the Chachmas Adam, it stops.
But
it's not an Ovo.
So according to everyone,
No. It could be the Isuri Avelis, but the Minyan Avelis doesn't stop.
But the Isurim aren't going to work.
The Yisurim are not going to go away, because the Yisurim, if you hold the Yisurim, start with the Misa, so then that's it. Would he be chayiv in mitzvahs? So Mustava, he would be chayiv in mitzvahs. He'd be chayiv in mitzvahs.
Yeah, so it's like he's chayiv in mitzvahs. They don't
together the mitzvahs and the Isurim. Right, because the Chiyuv mitzvahs and the Isurim are two separate things. The Torah for the mitzvahs is Kvod HaShalmeis, we hold Mikir and Din. So there's no Kvod HaShalmeis here anymore for him to not to do. He's away, he's not going. Anyway, you say, you know, either way, you say like the Chayadam, you say like the Nodim Yehuda, either way, it should be the mitzvahs are on, right.
Could he drink wine?
The question is, why is there in this why is there in this a boss of Yayin? What?
He shouldn't be
Nimshach, he should be focused. So if that's the pshat, then heck, then Chora should be okay.
He probably ate a lot of hard, salted beef, and that gave him strength throughout the day. So I guess this makes him a little bit weaker.
Okay. And the Erech Lechem, the Marikash, as well. The old Achronim that most of us maybe never saw before. You know, the ones that Rav Avadi Yosef likes to quote. He quotes the Radvaz, the same Radvaz. Yeah. Rav Shalom Moshe Inkvier, Tika Borgen, Komog Nogun Kidvarev, Amaika Lohifsin. So he says that I assumption Nistam Hakev Hiska with Amal Khakanodal Shatar. In other words, the person thought the Kfur took place. And he started to the Avelis. And then he found out that it didn't. Kozu Maskal Avelis Mechadosh. So then he should start to count again. And he says that so the Radva says this thing about knowing, not knowing. They nearly came. So when Nosnu Devrayim Lishurim, Yodu Harshtaim, Mashallah, Sachatsiyom, he doesn't think so. It's the You can't say that this person is 2 hours, so once it's going away, and you start so first he's saying that maybe it has to be when the Kfur actually took place. That's why if you made a if you made a mistake, you got to start again. So we should make a chiluk between 2 hours, 3 hours, a half a day. So if he's going away, getting out of town, that's it. And he has other you know achronim that because it all starts in the Marsham here on page 5 as well. He says, "V'chtavu higyan al dashe losa be'echad shenodolo al day telegraph shemesa achoso be'irvien nodakilo ikperua anachar beiz yamim." He got a telegram that his sister died in Vienna, and they're not going to bury her for another 2 days, and he's not coming. So should he start right away, or should he? Well, he knows it's 2 days, so he should wait to 2 days. So he says, "V'chacham echad maybe right miloshen Rambam." So he's medayik from the Rambam. The same thing that the Radva said. You don't know. And then he quotes the Bach. So let's see. We have the Bach here. On page 3. He says, "Nirash of Tamam that came into Enim Yodim, Mosa Yikover. In Kain Enim Yodim, she says, Him Hagolo, so you moan him in metal. Fiach Hagmon in Biad, Mijach Supaneim. Tithu Mechzeach Zapaneim, Kinista Magolo. Avo Bekorav Liir, the Yodim Stimus Hagolo. Enim Limnos Elim Stimus Hagolo." So he says that it all depends upon, you know, like what the Radva said. You don't know. So then, if it's far away, you don't know. Then you wait. And this all has to do with the Lashon HaRamban in the Torah Sodom on page 5, where the Ramban quotes that Gemara that we started with, that the Bnei Mechozo Atum Dulo As Lisu Boser Arsa Michin Mehadraisu. The Ramban doesn't speak in the Losh about not knowing. He's saying that if he's going already to another city, so then you're mesulak. You're finished. But if he's just taking him outside the city to the burial plot right outside, in the suburbs right there, so then Aval Bekovrim also Bevesa Kvar Samach Le'ir V'heim Chozrim Miyad Bo Bayom, and the people who are going to the cemetery are coming back right away. Ain No Gimelav Avelus And Sheyachzu Akrovim Yomulim Kvar Nikvar Shredatam Alok. Not so much Loshon HaRambam. Rambam's Mashma, I mean, he writes Yechein Nirim Divrei Rambam. But one could say it's a little bit different. I mean, I think Rabbi Steckler wrote a piece on this once. Some could say maybe it's a little different, that when it's far away, they're going away, then you're nisyash. But if it's closer by, who knows? He could be called upon. It's not, you know, it's still daitolov to be a part of the kvura. Because it's, you know, if they're going to need him, don't call him. But once you're chleis, you're going from New York to Eretz Israel on the plane, that's it, you're finished. You know, or maybe you could say fakir, today we have communication, but that's the idea of the Gemara is talking about a case where he's going far away to a different city, not just right outside the wall and then right there. So that's the question. You know, to what degree do we say this? And how would it work out? B'smanas el-Khor, according to the witch we call the Radvaz and the Bach, it could be B'sman Hazeh, that we know exactly what it is. So he should wait.
Yeah.
Okay, that day in the Bach. Yeah. Right.
The call,
right. Not so much about the knowledge.
But isn't there a right, like, if the mace is deceased, and you know he's not going to get out,
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay, now Rav Moshe has a tshuva.
Look, the mindset. Does that mean that we wait until we hear news that there was a kura? Do we wait until when exactly the moment?
So that's the way one could understand the Bach and the. Let me finish. Rav Moshe on page 4. He says, "Shalti v'didei Rav Gadol Rav Naftali Kalbach." Is that his brother, Rav Shlomo Kalbach's brother? Was he Naftali? B'meis Krovam b'medina Belgia. They had a karov in Belgium, and some of them, achadim nasu b'airplane. Some of them went to the Belgium with the airplane. We say achadim nisharu b'po. And some awaiting here. Bakfur Yadua Shalo Tia Ashevo Hanosim Mikan Lasham. So he says he thinks right away, Rav Moshe. Those the people who are not getting on the plane should start right away. Ah, so what about the Lashon HaRambam, Ein of Yodim, or, you know, so here we do know. Well, you know, at least, even before cell phones, you knew it takes 8 hours to get there. So you know that the first 8 hours is not there yet, even before the cell phones. So he says, no, he doesn't think you should take the Rambam literally. He says the case of Eini Yodea just means, that just means that it's a Mokom Rachok. Not so much Eini Yodea, so therefore if Yodea would be different. No, it means it's a Mokom Rachok and Yom Masuluk. So the stav of the milsa, Mokom Rachok is Eini Yodea. But it's upshot that if we would know, and that became the minhag, where Rav Moshe says. So he thinks even according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Lashon Einu Yodea, Maschil Einu Shemekal Limnos Miyad. Because it's just a shear in Rikuk. So that became the more common practice. To start right away, in the case of the airplane. Yeah, he's saying it's similar idea. Yeah. What do you mean? If he's going to give a hesped over Skype?
Yeah.
He's going to give a hesped.
He could be.
I was discussing with Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman last night. We were talking about the Chochmas Adam. You know, we were talking about the Hespedim. So he thought, till the Hespedim, you know, even the Chochmas Adam, like the Aninus, it would still be. Yeah, okay, maybe in a Hanami, if that would be the case. But if not, But I don't know if it's a stira necessarily to say that the shiva started and he could still be watching the video. Because basically he's mesulok from doing anything with the gvura.
First 7 days are the hefri.
Yeah. So, if they really need him for something, then I could hear. But Mustama, the way it normally is it's all the arrangements are made, and it's just a question of getting there. So just because he has a Skype that he sees what's going on.
Even if he's giving a...
If he's giving a hesped, okay, maybe...
It's like virtual reality. See the whole, it's like you're actually there.
Yeah, virtual reality. Yeah. Okay. I like real reality. Okay, maybe it's a Nechanami. If he is, then there's the Yesh Lodon that the avail has been started.
If the very close by, then you should wait, you know, until you hear that they're buried. Is that because at that point you know they won't need you anymore?
If what? If it's further away, then they won't need you anymore.
That's why you start right away. But he's saying if it's here out there, if it's like just another close by town, then they're saying that you should wait until you hear that they're buried. No?
You should wait till they bury if it's close by, so then that's what the Ramban said. If it's close by, then they could still need you.
That's where Moshe agrees with that. That's where Moshe is saying that if it's close by, then still...
Yeah, okay, it's close by. But if it's going on a plane, so it's not close by, so then he's... Now, technically speaking, if they really still need him, then I could hear such a thing, that there's still decisions to be made. But lav dafka, you know, that there's still decisions to be made, I mean, usually they have the plot, they have it, so, you know, that's it. Yeah.
And if they live in another city,
they
go back to Tel Aviv,
let's say,
something like that.
Right, if they go to Tel Aviv, and... Maybe they could start, you know, as soon as they're Maschepanov, they're not going to go to Tel Aviv, so they're not going to be involved. Okay, now this halacha also is brought down here on page 8. Meislo meis erev yontif. In the siyare shema lo yafsik v'kovro mivod yom. Somebody done Erev Yontif, the Siyar Hashem Aliyah speak with Tavra Mivod Yom. So what do? Masu Lov De Kachavim, Shiyaluku Kovro. Because a guy could be Kovar on Yontif, right? So they don't know if they're going to be able to... So they gave it to the guy. So Kevin Chot Tziu Meir, in his Kasa Me'enei HaKrovim, Cholo Lov Avelis, so now, it could be the kvur didn't happen yet, but they gave it already over to the katofim. So then chalal of avelus, and therefore they could take their shoes off and shoach has kodem a regel v'nog ba avelus butlo gzeir shiva avol pishen nikbar biyantif, right? Because mice the kvur only took place on yantif. Right, because that's what it started already. So it doesn't have to be in Metzias. Now, take a look at another halacha on page 11, Shinayin Hay. Yeah, right. Because they're Mesulah. it's Erev Yontif, they're not getting involved anymore. It's Erev Yontif, and then there's another halacha, the Tshuvas Harash here on page 11. Halacha Vav. Mishir Diyusha Tzolva of the Kachovim. They crucified a person. They killed him and put him on the cross. Page 11. Well, what's page 10? One second. Let's see. Yeah, page 10 is, you want to see it, but you really should see it in page 10 first. Because that's the source, the Tshuvas Harash. Mamdeinu al tzolav shal tzolvu kutsim. In other words, the Goyim crucified a person, and they told his brother that your brother was crucified. He was in a different city. So he started Avelus. And then they told him after 3 days that he's still crucified. He's still on the cross. They didn't bury him even yet. They didn't release the body. So they gave him some money. The Lotus Paisha, they still wouldn't release. And then they just had Yeish, that they're ever gonna release him. But the Yeish was only after 3 days of, you know. So first they started right away. As soon as they heard about the Tzliva, they started sitting Shiva, counting the Shiva. But then they said, which they thought, they would sleep and now they're going to bury him right away, but they didn't. And then it took 3 more days to try to get him out, and after 3 days they had Yeish. So where do you count the... So he says, the Avelus Kodem Kvura, or Kodem Yeish, Lav Avelus Uklal. That any Avelus that takes place before the Kvura, or before Yeish, is not Avelus. Kilonis Chayev Adayim L'Sabo. In other words, if a person does something, did Avelus before the Kfura, or at least before the Yeish, that doesn't count. It's like hearing about a sick person that he died, and he starts to do Avelus, and then he says, no, he didn't die, he's alive. So then obviously the Avelus that he did while the guy was alive doesn't count. So the same thing over here. So that's what the Rosh says. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says on page 11. Misho diyu shetzolvo ov lekachovim krovo b'ir acheres v'nog Avelus miyad v'chach anod olo shadayin omid b'tzliva oso aves lo ololo v'chazo v'mono mishi yikover ov shemis yes yashru milikovro. Okay. So now, after we did all that, we have to now look in the Stei Chemed. So the Stei Chemed has a famous case. And this Shaila comes up a lot. If a person, say, he lives in New York, and he has a relative that died in Florida. And he's not going to Florida. The burial is going to be in Florida, say, on the next day. So when does the Shiva start for the people in New York? People in Florida, he lived in Florida, he's getting buried in Florida. So they start, they're going to be at the Kfura. So they're going to start whenever the Kfura is. But the people who are not there at all, they were in New York at the Misa, they're going to be in New York at the Kfura. So when do they start the Shiva? What would you say based on everything we discussed? They sow what?
Right away.
So, and what about the Tshuvas Harash that says you have to wait till the Kvura? Okay, so there is, so he has the following case here. V'dir imbala adam telegram me'ir acheres shemei sham krova m'chuy l'zabala v'kvur t'ye b'yom b'chor v'ebis ha'chala l'va v'elis. So there is a machloikas. There is a machloikas between the Netziv and Rabbi Rafael Shapiro. Who is the Rabbi Rafael Shapiro? What? See, the Netziv son-in-law. Yeah, so you have the Netziv, and his son-in-law is Rav Rafael. And then who's Rav Chaim Brisker's father-in-law. So it goes the Netziv, Rav Rafael, Rav Chaim Brisker. So those are the three. So, as we're going to see shortly, the Netziv Shita is you wait till the Kvura. That's the Netziv Shita. You wait till the Kvura, even if you're not there, you wait till the Kvura. Just like the Rush. The Tshuvas HaRush says you can't do you can't start counting Shiva unless there's what? A burial or a yesh. So here, the case I gave you in Florida, right? So there was no, he's saying he heard about it on Tuesday, and he's going to be buried on, the Misa was Tuesday, the guy in New York heard about it, and the Kvur is not going to be till Wednesday. Right? So the Netziv says, so even the people in New York have to wait till Wednesday. And he bases it on this Tshuvas HaRush, because the Tshuvas HaRush says that if there's no Kvura and there's no Yeish, so you can't sit Shiva. That's the Netziv. One second. And Rabbi Farrell says no. He says no. That you start right away. You start right away. But what's the chiluk? So what about the Rush? So we're going to see shortly. So he says no, the Rush is different because the Rush is he wasn't all made for Misa.
So
let's see how he deals with this. Yeah. So he says, "Bedin in Baal Adam telegram, the Iracher, Shemei Sham Krovo, Amkuyu Vusabalalov, Vakvur Tiye Miyom Machar, Meimus Achalal Avelis." So he quotes the Gemara that when you turn your backs. Right? And then he quotes the Shulchan Aruch about the Tshuvas HaRush. Who the Tshuvas HaRush? So therefore he says, so he says like this, so he says that you have to wait. Avagav Damesu Bi'ir Acheres, a few Hakim will call along Adain Avails. But Omnam Pashut Machalik, they named. Hashem v'dayim lo nitan ames l'kvur klap. Mishum hachi lo chal lo v'dayin aveilus. He says over there, it was not omeid to kvura. Because there was no kvura, no yesh, but it wasn't even omeid l'kvura. Aval hecha de nitan l'kvura, havei l'didei shehu v'ir acheres k'nikvar damir. L'chal lo aveilus v'yad. But it was, if it's nikvar l'kvura, so that's the yisod. Anything that it's omeid l'kvura, it's in the process of happening, even though it didn't happen yet. So then, in other words, then it's right away for the people who are not going to be there until the final steps. But the case of the Rosh, where he says that you need kvura, is because over there it wasn't omid l'kvura even. They weren't letting you bury it. So it wasn't omid l'kvura, so then you can't, it could be, that, like the Rosh would agree, that if they say, okay, now we're giving permission, but we'll still have to sign papers, then it's still going to be whatever. But once it's omid l'kvura, so the people who are there are going to wait till they do the kvura. And the people that are not there could start right away. And this is the machlokes, the Netziv and the... So... Now, so the Tziv says, no, you always wait till, that's the first sheet, of course, you always wait till the Kfura. And the Rebbe Farel Shapiro, the son-in-law, the Baal Sefer Torah Farel, he says, no, you have to wait till, that you don't have to wait till the Kfura, as long as it's Omid Likvor. It's Omid Likvor, that's good enough. So now he has the Kasha. Remember we had the machlokes between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam about, we had the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam about what? About the Rabbeinu Tam's sister died in another city, right? So what did Rabbeinu Tam say? There's no aninus, because it was another city and she has a husband, so, and the Rosh, what did the Rosh say? It's still anointed. So the question is, but if Rebbe Farel is right, then how can you still be anointed? You're in a different city. So you shouldn't be anointed, because if you hold it, your veil starts right away, then the anointing is over. So what is the Rosh saying? What? Oh, so 1 second. Here, v'chora yesh lahakshos. Next paragraph. Al ze mehadi izeh betosis harosh. Ma'ase shemesa choshes rabbeinu tam b'shabbos. Odiel b'motzei shabbos v'yacheres. V'achol b'osav shosu yai. V'omer kevin sheyesh lo baal shechay b'kavrosa ein osav b'mosav yai. V'neim eshim hames. There was Rabbeinu Tam saying, well, she had a husband of a kulik. Forget the husband thing. Even if she didn't have a husband, he's in a different city. So there's nothing to talk about. And he's not going there. So we start right away. If you And certainly, according to the Rosh, you still have the anidus. So what's the shah? Omnam. So he says, "Love hakim lokashim midi v'lum to the Rabbeinu Tam." He says, "There's one thing about the story of Rabbeinu Tam that is left out in the Rishonim, and the Rabbeinu Yonah fills in one detail that might make the question the thing different." And what is that? And with this, in most Rishonim, when they quote the story of Rabbeinu Tam, they leave out the following detail. That's the case. The Pashup Shot, you think, the case of Rabbeinu Tam is he had a sister in another city, and and she has a husband, so leave me alone. No, that's not the case. The case was she has the sister in another city. He has a husband. But where's the Kavur coming? The Kavur is going to be in Rabbein Atam's city. They're bringing the Mace to Rabbein Atam. And that's the question. Avad, there's nothing to talk about if they would leave the Mace there. They would leave the Mace there in the other city. So of course, you don't need to have a whole pilpul about this. With the Rosh and Rabbein Atam and the husband. But the case was they're bringing it to the city that Rabbein Atam lived in. So now you can think. So maybe Rabbein Atam is an Einig, because they bring it to his city. So says Rabbein Atam, no. But even though they bring it to the city, she has a husband. He's taking care. He's in charge. He's Mechuyev. But in Ochanami, if the mace would stay in that other city, then that's what Rafael says. Then there's nothing to talk about. That's a question, whether it was the, like the Bach, is it the din in the other city, or Sokolovsky said, is it din in the other city, or is it din, you know, like the maybe. But that's the main point that's left out in all the Rishon except for Rabbeinu Yonah. And that explains this case. Oh, then he writes, so Rabbi Rafal says, that's how we paskin right away. So look at the arrow here on page 12, the third column. He says, "Zeya poshut etzli." So this is poshut to me. The horesi came, and this is how I paskin. So he says that when my father-in-law died, the Netziv, we had this very shiloh. Whereas my wife, the Netziv's daughter, it's his wife, so we had the shiva, this exact shiva. So the question was, so when the Netziv died, as his wife had Mivtiris Mari Chami, Hayakosim Shakvur Tiye B'yom Machar. So the Netziv sheet is that the Kavur is going to be the next day. So what should we do? Should we follow the Netziv? This is the Netziv's. So Haresi Liishti Shemiyachal. So I said, no, you're following my psak. It doesn't matter that it's the Netziv who died, and it's his psak the other way. But he's Haresi Liishti Shemiyachal Ale Avelus. The Timna Hayom. But then he said another story. Pamachas ba maisa lefanai shabba telegram sheniftar ish echad mipo b'chutz l'medina shasham ein manichim likvor. But had another case where they got a telegram that a certain person died, and then but they're not going to let him bury for 3 days. So then I thought that's different, because then he's not Omer L'Kvura. So that's similar to the Tshuvas HaRosh. Ha'isi Mistapek, Heimen Da Meis Lo Nita Da Dayim L'Kvura, Hekein Dami Lohach the Tshuvas HaRosh Anal. Heim Loni El Mishosh HaNita Da Meis L'Kvura. Afu Im Hu Be'ir Acheres, Kvur Shepesav Tilel. Yevshar Lo Dami Tshuvas HaRosh, Nisham Lo Nita L'Kvura Klal, Lohach. Or you could say differently. The Rosh's case, they never gave permission. So that's known. Here it said, 3 days. So then maybe that is called Nitam L'Kvura. Because they said, oh, we have to, our rules are you have to wait 3 days. So that's the start. So Lamaisa is like this. Lamaisa, when this comes out, I tell people to follow Rabbi Foil. Not like the Tziv. Rav Shekhar quotes from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that Halacha Kedivrei Amekel Ba'Avel, so maybe you can start like the Netziv, you start later, but you could end earlier, you did like Rav Foil. In other words, so when you start, you start similar to like by Yontif Sheni, that you counts counts for the seventh day. Somebody dies on Yom Tov, so the Shemini Atzeret, the Simchas Torah counts as day one, even though the person doesn't sit. But the Lagami, when you end, Kehilu, you were sitting Shiva on Simchas Torah. So he thought the same thing, but that's not the Mekubal Psalm.
Why is that different? Why is that? Well, wouldn't it be
No, because if you go like Rafael, you're starting right away, so that's a Chumrah. No, but if you only do 6 days, that would be cooler than having to do 7 days. But it's not the, I don't know, it's not the Mekubal. Rav Moshe Paskin like Rav Rafael. There are, I think, Poskim that sell Paskin like that it's if. But the, well, because you see over there, in the halacha of Avelis on Yom Tov, that's also a Tartin Sasri that we still make them. It's a Tartin Sasri. We let the Yom Tov Sheni Oila, but it's not, it's Oila for the Midian, but he's not sitting Shiva. That's a Tartin Sasri. And yet, we do it. So he wanted to say the same thing over here, but the mice, it's not the Midian Oila. Meaning like this. In other words, it was a question whether you start today or tomorrow, right? So Rebbe Farrell will say start today. And the Tziv says start tomorrow. Now according to the Tziv, if you start tomorrow, then you have one extra day at the end. Right? So, but you start today, so we say like this, start today, but don't do anything today. You know that the Tziv is right. And then when you end it, you're gonna start counting the day earlier, and you're gonna end it, but you're not gonna do anything, you start counting it from the first day. So it's like, so in the end, you're only gonna keep 6 days, just like by Yom Tov. The person dies in the middle of Chol HaMoed. So Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah is going to count as day one, but he's not going to do anything. And he's going to end, he did something. So at the same time, so that's what he said, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, but the Maisa, the simple pshat is that we're not Makabal and Atziv, it's pshat, and that's it.
Right, so why is this different than the regular case?
Because the Tziv's case is because the regular case, the Tziv would say like this though, that the regular case where you're waiting till the Kvura, so how does it work? According to the Tziv, the regular case, and taking the base away. So there he did some involvement in the beginning. So then he's Masalik, so then it starts. But in this case he did nothing. So he did nothing, so then it's all the Kfur. He wasn't alive at all. Oh. So after we did all this, now we can go quickly look a couple of in the Rav Ozner thing. Take the Rav Ozner thing. We're not going to do the whole thing, but it's fascinating. If you didn't get the Rav Ozner, that's, I called it the supplement to packet 7. So he says, Kshistalik Rabbeinu Baal Shem Halevi. So a fascinating story. Rabbi Yehuda Arye Halevi Diner is Rabbi Jonathan Cohen told me about him. He's a big rav in Bnei Brak. So he wrote this thing was there were a lot of interesting shilas that came back. So look what happened. Rav Vosna died a half an hour after Shkia, the first night of Pesach. First night of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, he died a half an hour after, so it was still daytime in America, right? Tzilzalu harofim, nochrim, the Goyish doctors, so Rav Vosna has children in Eretz Yisrael and he has children in America. So the non-Jewish doctor called up his son in Baropok, right, to tell him that his father died. Lodi al pitiroso. Shar b'nei rabbeinu hayu b'eretz Yisrael. Chalkam hayu b'nei eretz Yisrael. Chalkam b'nei chutz la'aretz. So what do you do? So what's the story here? So he says. So the son in who was in Baropok, he's not coming in for the kfura. So what does he do? So he writes like this. He says, "Aim daitel unsoa lalavaya das rova poskim sheinu noheg din aninus." So this is mamish the case of Rav Rafael, right? That he should start what shiva when right away. And maskal dinim is miad linya kol adinim. And that's what Rav Vosna himself paskin. V'chein hora bal shevin alevi. V'chein haben sheyam chutz laaretz kevin shenodol b'shach shayin. Now mehid was erev Pesach. Right, it was before Yontif because the 7 hours of the time difference. So Korcholov Dinei Melus. So he sat shiva before Pesach for a couple of hours. Once Pesach came, shiva was over. The sons that were in Eretz Yisrael, right? Shayu Eretz Yisrael came into Etzlam. We already started Yontif, and the kavur was going to be when. So they sat shiva after Pesach. So the son in America finished the shiva before Pesach, and the sons in Eretz Yisrael didn't even start till after Pesach. That was the first interesting. But if you would have held like the Netziv, it wouldn't work. This is only because he passed it like rubber foil. So this way, because if you hold like the Netziv, you wait till the what? Till the Kvura, and the Kvura was on Chol Hamoed. So then the son of America would also not start shiva till after. But since he passed like a river foil, so that was one interesting thing. Yeah, so that was one thing. Then he says like this: Masai noagim dine shiva v'shloshim. So he says, Avelim shayu be'eretz Yisrael came shkvar chal aleim hachag. Avelim shalem chal rak achar halavaya shahaysim chol amoid v'shloshim. So the shloshim starts from the yom kvur. Yoshim shiva rak lachar regel. This is mamish mase beregel. And the one in Chutz La'aretz, so he already finished shiva, right? And Pesach is mafsik l'shiva. Even though by Pesach is a question about erev Pesach, there's opinion that you ain't ogim shiva after Chatzos. But mikol makom nichnas yontif batlu dinei shiva. Al kol panim yoshev shalkal l'chatzos bevade batlu shiva. Okay, the came to Nifsa Shiva Kvar Nechshav Zayin Yom Yimei, and then you know, then the 7 days of Pesach count as 7 days, etc. Then he has a discussion Avelus Al Yidei Eidus Akum. Does the Akum have the manas on? So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch that this you learn in the Hilchos Yerodeya. Akum is Neman Masich Lefitumo. Right, the Akum didn't realize it's nogeya for a halacha. He was just telling the son, you know. So it's Masich Lefitumo and the Ramanan, so he's Neman. Yeah. So he thought it's okay. And what about Avelis and Yontav Rishon? So he says, true, Anidus Einu Noeg, Avelis Betzina Noeg. Right? The Hainu, the Chachima Osur Rechitza Mechamed. We need Amiris Haggadah. So what's the story of Amiris Haggadah? That was for the sons that were in Eretz Yisrael. So the son that was in America, he finished it already. So the sons in Eretz Yisrael, so he says that what they're also, it's like basement tocharegel. So what's it then? Maybe paskin the Dvarim Shebetzin or Noheg. So Dvarim Shebetzin is Talmud Torah. So could he, and the Haggadah is Talmud Torah. So it's like, yeah. So he had, I don't know, he says someone else should say they should listen to them. Then he says, but then he has an interesting question. I need this beyond the shady, but I'll say that. Because one of the sons that was in Eretz Yisrael was an American who lived in America. He just was there for Pesach. Right? And he was keeping 2 days Yontif. Right? Ben Echad shall be the Chutzla or Tzayim Eretz Yisrael. Who knows Yontif Sheni? Haim hayal odin aninus but a Motzai Yontif Rishon. Because they can be covered the mace already on Yontif Sheni. Because, right? So what's the status for the second Seder? For the American son that was there to Israel, right? Because so imachlitin lo lekbor adlo acher yontif as ein din anidus biyontif. Avavolim shekover biyontif as gam biyontif yesh din anidus, right? Normally there's anidus and yontif if you cover biyontif. Let's say yontif rishon shlomaisa. So when did they make the levaya? The levaya was. After the first day of Yontif, it's Chol Moed in Eretz Yisrael. So they made the Levaya on the second night. I mean, after the first day, which was for this fellow was really Yontif Sheni, but in Eretz Yisrael, everyone is keeping only 1 day, but he was keeping 2 days. So does he have a Seder the second day? In other words, he can't start his Seder until after the Levaya. Because he's going to the Levaya. So the Kvura was 3:30 in the morning is when they finished. So now he has to start the Seder at 3:30 in the morning. Then the American, who was in Eretz Yisrael. But it was already after Chatzos, obviously. If you hold like that shita, that after chatzos you can't make the bracha on the mitzvahs, according to Mishnah Brura. Of the Baal Shevet Halevi, hayach mora mishenenas lo ochel matzah at chatzos, shebediyev yochel levarach. So b'meila, shebediyev yochel levarach. Ain't that's chasim sofer. And what about the B'nai Chutzla Arts that were B'nai Brak, that Yontif? So they're keeping 2 days. Could they go to the Levaya to hear the Hespedim on Yontif? B'nai Chutzla Arts, Shanim Tzavar Yisrael, B'yontif Sheini, also L'shtatev Hespet, Hafil Shol Tamachachem Gadol, Kevish also L'haspid B'yontif Sheini. Aval Mo'ayvah Sameis, mudr, so the right. So hey, mutar lase says Aaron. Afal pishay yesh arbe bnei Eretz Yisrael sheyichol lase. Stavakein the yontushen gan beis chol, but kidu. That's Reb Moshe. But he says that. But he says they can't be part of the Hes, they can't go to the Hespedim. Because it's Yontif.
But one son was with the...
No, we're talking now about, what about people who came to Eretz Yisrael who were not the sons? Americans who came to Eretz Yisrael who were B'nai Brak for Yontif. So they could go to the Levaya because that's okay. But they can't be part of the Hasidim because you can't. Then he says, "Bechutzlar shehayom yontif b'marav Tel Aviv hayim yochel aleches b'regel lavaya shechutzlo tchum." So could a ben chutzlo aretz go chutzlo tchum? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, "Mutar lavas habeis miyontif sheina afilu b'chutzlo tchum," because there were Americans that were in Tel Aviv, they walked to Bnei Brak chutzlo tchum, but it was yontif sheini. So Yontif Sheini, you could be Doicha Tchumin for the mace. And that's what Moshe says. In other words, you could say, oh, there's enough people at the Levaya. So why does he have to break Tchumin? So he says, Afil yesh harbe malavim malada, muta gam lebech chutzlar, the lavos be chutzlar tchum. And then Berchutz La'ar, the seal of Berchutz La'ar to beyond of Shani Ali Day Ben Eretz Yisrael. Could a Israeli, but what about the people in Yerushalayim? Could an Israeli cab driver drive an American in Yerushalayim to go to Levaya? So he says, not. Seal of beyond of Shani. Then what about the Shura? Okay, we didn't get to the Dinim of Shura. Korea? Okay. They can even walk, they can go from Tel Aviv to Bnei Brak.
The first one, the Bnei
Brak to Hawaii. Yeah. They can come. Even on Yontif, even though it's Yontif them, but they shouldn't be part of the Hespedim. They shouldn't listen to the Hespedim. So when they do the walking and the carrying, they can do. But okay, these are very interesting shilas. When this came out, I said, you know, I have to make this in a package for the Avel Shir, because it's everything we learned, all put together in an interesting. Interesting way. So so it's a, you know, it's fascinating how his old psakim were relevant for this shayla. Okay, I mean, you know that there was a terrible tragedy that took place at that Levaya. Somebody got squished, or got killed, two people, whatever. It was there was such a crowd of people. That's why, you know, when Reb Moshe Feinstein died. And Reb Moshe Feinstein died, so he was normally in Yerushalayim. You don't push off Levaya. Somebody dies at nighttime, the Levaya is right away. You don't push off. So they were afraid that Reb Moshe was supposed to land in Eretz Yisrael at night. And there was a machloekes, Rav Shach and Rav Shlomo Zalman, should they make an exception to wait till the daytime to do. The Levaya was going to be so many people, you know, someone could get hurt in the dark with so many people, just like by Rav Rosner's Levaya years later, someone got killed. So it was a machlokas what to do. And in the end, the plane took off from New York, and there was something wrong with the plane. They had to come back, and I think and so that delayed. So they didn't land until the daytime. So the restaurant of David Feinstein said there was a machlokes of Shlomo Zalman and of Shach, and Rav Moshe was machria.